Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have three guests with us, and it's an exciting time because there's an important event coming up. And we have Sonia Clausen, Jan Kramer, and Marianne Moorman here, and they are from the Does. We're going to start with Sonia because you're going to tell us when and where this event is coming up.
The event is this Saturday, November 7th, and it's going to be held from 10 o'clock in the morning until 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and it is at the Atlantic Elks Lodge at 501 Poplar Street. The front door will be open, as well as the back door where the handicap parking is, and we hope that everybody comes out and looks at the beautiful quilts and buys baked goods.
It is. This is your second one, and last year, I was amazed. You were amazed. Everybody that came was amazed at all of the quilts. And, of course, you want... Can people bring quilts back again that they brought last year?
Yes, they can. They can take them down to Something for You at downtown at 421 Chestnut Street up until this Thursday, November 5th. And we'll be picking them up that evening and taking them and getting them on display.
Yeah, that's quite a job, Sonia, is to get those all displayed. And you did a fantastic job of, I don't know, do you know the number? Does anybody know how many quilts you had?
We had over 150 quilts last year that we displayed.
That is amazing. Absolutely amazing. And so this is the second annual quilt show and bake sale. And you're throwing another little red thing in there that we're going to talk about, too. So... Who can bring quilts?
Anyone can bring a quilt.
Okay. And it might be something they made, or maybe it's handed down, or maybe it was a gift. Doesn't matter.
Nope, it doesn't matter. They're all beautiful.
And do you want information with them in terms of maybe who owns it, where they got it? I don't know if there's any history.
Yes. When they take the quilts down to the quilt store, there's a couple pieces of paper they will need to fill out. And one is to tell a little story about how you got the quilt or who made it and all the info on it.
And they can be brand new ones that have never been used, but they could be really old ones. And I understand you have a pretty old one coming that you know for sure.
Yes. We have one coming that's over 100 years old. I'm very anxious to see it.
And, you know, if only the quilt could tell a story, because there would be, I'm sure, some wonderful stories to go along with that. So, quilt show, the second annual, and we'll come back and remind people of the date and time and place for that. But we also want to talk about, in addition, you mentioned bake sale, and I'm guessing you're still taking food or will take food. But, Marianne, before we talk a little more about the bake sale, you've got an extra special thing for the holiday.
Yes, I do, and we all pronounce it differently, but I'm going to call it poinsettias because that's the name that I've always used. Those beautiful red flowers that we have at Christmas time, except this year we have additional colors that we'd like to offer to our buying people. We have red, we have pink, we have white, and we have marble. They come in two different sizes, two different prices. The $10 ones are 5 to 9 blooms, and the $20 ones are 9 to 12 blooms. They come from Conoyers, and as we said, this is a fundraiser, and they are beautiful.
And I'm glad you mentioned Conoyers, because I know they have a good reputation, and I know that. So you're ordering these now at the beginning of November, November 7th, but when will we get them?
Just before Thanksgiving.
So that means that they'll last through Christmas, and sometimes we take care of them well, they'll last beyond that. So beautiful kinds of things. So there will be a special place that where they can stop and order these at the event?
This will be up in the front of the display of the quilts.
Okay. So again, you know, this could be something you buy for yourself, maybe two or three or four to put around your house. But wouldn't this make a wonderful gift?
It sure would, and I use that quite a bit.
Something that sometimes people don't buy for themselves, you know, but when somebody else buys it for them, they think this is a really wonderful gift. Now, I just, both Sonia and I mentioned the bake sale. Bake sale, same hours as the quilt show?
Yes, it is, 10 to 3.
Okay. And if people want to donate, I guess somebody beside Does could, but it'll be mostly Does that are bringing that. When do they need to have those baked goods in?
They need to have them Friday night after 4 p.m. and use the bottom entry to the building.
And they, of course, will have to get those all kind of arranged and so on. And I know that the DOES members have been contacted to bring all kinds of goodies.
And we know what good bakers that our DOES are, so come on down.
Yes, and, you know, planning ahead, a lot of those could be put in the freezer, and you could have them for Thanksgiving or even Christmas. And, again, could be given as a gift. So think about that when you think about the 7th and the DOES bake sale and quilt show and poinsettia sale. Yeah, you're right, Marianne. I remember Johnny Carson always used, they always had this debate every year about what was the correct way to pronounce that flower. Doesn't matter how you pronounce it, it's still beautiful. So, Jan Bramer, we're going to ask you to talk about, you know, we got fundraiser going on. So, why do you need money? What are you going to use it for?
We're going to use it for all our favorite charities. We have national charities. We support the Dogs for the Deaf and Dogs for Autism. And then our local projects is many, varied and many. Atlantic Little League, Atlantic Public Library, the Atlantic Fire Department, the Food Pantry, the Lifeline Program, Atlantic Animal Shelter, ANRC Easter Egg Hunt, the Lullaby Foundation, Meals on Wheels, Shop with a Cop, Letters to Santa, which Marianne can tell you about, and our local scholarships.
And the list goes on and on. And I'm thinking, Jan, that sometimes you add new things, you know, as new projects come along. Is it okay if somebody has a new project that they might come and visit with you about it?
Absolutely. We will entertain anyone who has a need or wants a little help with something. Then we will present it at our meeting, and we will decide then what to do with that.
And I'm sure the decision is based on kind of the mission of the DOES and what's really important about the DOES and why you kind of do all these things that you do. I know you get a good feeling about all these things that you do, or you wouldn't be doing them. And the people who come can have a good feeling because they're donating to all of these causes too. Now, I think we've left out another fundraising part of this. Is there a fee at the door, Sonia?
No, there's no fee at the door. We're just taking free will donations. And we are also having a quilt raffle. Tickets are $1 each or 6 for $5. And the quilt is actually on display downtown at Something for You in the quilt store window. If you're interested in purchasing tickets, stop in there or contact one of your local DOES.
And can people buy tickets at the event on the 7th?
Absolutely. They will be on sale all day.
All right. So again, you know, you never know. You might get to take home this really beautiful quilt, so you want to buy a ticket or more. How much are the raffle tickets?
$1 each or 6 for $5.
Okay, what a bargain. Is, like, say, somebody's going to win that quilt and go home with a beautiful, beautiful quilt. Would you like to mention who's made that quilt, Sonia?
I am actually the one that has made the quilt.
And lots of beautiful quilters in the area, but Sonia does a great job.
That's what I was going to say. It is absolutely beautiful. It's even prettier than it was last year. She does an outstanding job, and we could not do this quilt show without her.
It is a lot of work. Anybody that's ever been involved with quilt shows knows this is a ton of work. And what a great thing you do for the community to come and enjoy these in addition to all of the good works that you do. So, again, let's do a review. Marianne, poinsettias?
Okay, they're available two sizes, $10 for the small, $20 for the large.
All right, and order those on the 7th. I'm guessing if you can't be there the 7th, you could call Marianne or call Jan or call Sonia or any other DOES member you know. But get your order in because they will need to be ordered. And Jan, why do you want to say, give a little, just a quick commercial, why should people come?
Because we are a benevolent and patriotic order of DOES, and we make money to give money away. That is our purpose.
Great summary. And Sonia, remind us again, time, place, date, all that good stuff we need to remember.
This Saturday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Atlantic Elks Lodge at 501 Poplar Street.
All right. Come and have fun and visit with everybody. See all the quilts, buy some baked goods, and buy your poinsettia. Until next time, here's a thought. Don't watch the clock. Do what it does. Keep going.
She didn't need to tell us.